I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Parents, here's a warning. First, I want to preface this by saying that Santa Claus, of course, brings all the presents to my kids in my house. But we like to give one gift from mommy and daddy, if you know what I mean. So imagine my surprise when I pulled into my driveway. I took Dakota, my little one, out of her car seat. And she's running around the driveway. And I go to the end of the driveway to get my garbage bins because, you know, it was garbage pickup day.
Sure.
And I hear her yell, "Mommy, Mommy, come here." And I was like, "What?" So I run back to her and she's standing next to this big box. And I look at the box and there's a picture of a bike on it.
Oh, my gosh.
And here's the conversation, because I immediately took out my camera to video it. What does it say?
It's a bike.
What could that be for?
For me.
Who would get you that?
The mail carrier.
The mail carrier got you that?
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks so much, mail carrier.
Oh,
thank
man.
You for that incognito delivery. So here's the thing about ordering on Amazon. Is that at the end, if you just do, so if you're like me and you just do buy it now, right? It automatically charges your card. It shows up magically at your house, right? If you go to the cart, the second part, you can write this is a gift and it will come in in a discreet box.
Yeah.
I did not know that until you guessed it. This showed up and it came in the box and she was so excited to see her pink and purple pike with a giant picture on it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's amazing. I feel like you had a conversation with Amazon because you're explaining the checking of the boxes and clicking for a gift and all that stuff in a very, you know, platonic, like diplomatic, like, you know what I mean? Professional fashion, even though you should be seething.
Oh, I am seething.
Right.
I mean, I just think, one, if you're the carrier, I get it. It's not your problem. But why would you leave it right in front of the door of, like, where every child can see it?
Yeah.
And now she just thinks the mail carrier bought her a bike for Christmas.
He's such a nice guy.
He's so nice.
He's such a nice guy.
He just brought her a bike.
He's like, "I thought you would like this."
Yeah, here you go. So as a warning, be aware that that is a thing. So if you just do buy it now like me, that's what's going to happen. You have to go to the final page and mark that this is a gift so it comes discreet. Otherwise, they'll send it in its original packaging.
I mean, delivery problems are nothing new, but it certainly is. There's a lot more this time of year, I would imagine. I mean, I'm having to deal with it. So over the past week or so, you know, we've got guests and people coming to visit the house. So my wife is sprucing things up. I have put together more flat pack furniture in the last 2 weeks than I'm like a cobbler. Mm-hmm. I'm at home. I leave here. I go home and I just put together furniture. But I come out the other day and they've sent this new entertainment center, right? You know, they shipped it to the house and it's blocking the doorway. Like weighs like 80 pounds. I had to go out through the garage to pull this thing back from the door so I could actually get out of my house. I had another package that I ordered. I didn't open it for like 2 weeks because I figured, oh, great. It's here. It's on time. Good. I can put that aside. I'll worry about it when the holiday gets here. Open it up the other day. Nothing I ordered is in there. It's all different stuff, but yet it has the slip of everything that I ordered in there.
I mean, it's crazy,
so
right?
So somebody was asleep when they packed this, I guess.
Yeah. There's some delivery story nightmares out there. What's yours? What has been the delivery disaster so far this season? 1-800-330-9999. Here's a warning for all parents. Now, Santa Claus brings all the gifts to my house, to my kids, but I like to give one gift every year from mommy and daddy. And I ordered it on Amazon. I just swept by it now. It was a bike for my 4-year-old daughter, Dakota. They delivered it in the original box with a big picture of a bike, and she was out playing in the driveway and saw it and was so excited that the mail carrier brought her a bike.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, really, really nice of him. Mm-hmm. I got a delivery the other day that locked me in my house. I had to exit my house through the garage door. It was really heavy. It was in front of the glass door. There was no way for me to get out of my house.
It's the time of year for all those delivery issues. What has been your delivery nightmare? 1-800-330-9999. Tan on Raven.
So in terms of Amazon, I had the same thing happen to me. My food saver showed up right in the box, and it was all damaged. Contacted Amazon. I was like, hey, like, this isn't cool. I asked for it to be sent in a box. I could put this in a box. So they're like, oh, we're so sorry. Here's a returnless refund.
Did they even have you send the other thing back? Like, a lot of times now, they don't even have you send it back.
So I got to keep my food saver, and I got my $150 back.
I keep waiting for them to tell me I don't have to return something. I ordered a set of the lip balms, the Burt's Bees, and there were supposed to be four in the pack. I wanted for a stocking stuffer.
Sure.
And it came, and there was only three in the pack. So in my mind, I go, well, I'm going to return it because I paid for the four pack. They'll probably just tell me I can keep it, and then I have these three extra tubes of lip balm. No, I have to go to the USPS store today and bring it back to get my $10 back. I was like, when do I get to keep something
that's
for free?
Not okay.
They tell us to keep stuff all the time.
They never tell me to keep anything.
That's so weird.
They definitely don't trust me.
Yeah.
John, what's your delivery issue?
My lovely bride of 40 years orders tons of stuff, and she got a new phone system for us, and she's all happy and proud because she got a good deal, and, you know, everything she does is wonderful. Of course, it's my wife. Everything's wonderful. But she opened it up, and she has to unpackage, you know, 17 different things and cords and brackets and things, and takes her like a half an hour to get everything together. And she's looking in the box and she says, oh, where's the answering machine? So now I'm laughing. So it took her another half an hour or longer to disassemble and take everything apart and package everything all over again so she could send it back. And I just thought that was funnier than hell.
Yeah. She tried her best.
You've got a sense of right. I mean, your pleasure.
That's the wonderful thing about being a husband and a wife. It's nice when you can laugh at something, you know?
Yeah.
Tiffany, you got delivery problems? What's up?
Okay, so I ordered all these amazing customized kind of goofy gifts for my family with like my mom and my sister's face on a mug, my niece on a tote bag. Somebody stole it. And I don't know what they're going to be doing with a mug with a picture of my sister and mother on it. But I don't even think there's going to be enough time now for me to replace it because it's all like customized and it took 2 weeks to order, you know, for the order to come. So, but again, I can't imagine who's drinking their coffee this morning with a picture of my sister and my mom on their mug. I mean, what are they even going to do with that stuff?
Yeah, that's the sad part is these porch pirates come and they steal the stuff. And if there's stuff in there that they can't sell or there's no value to them, they just dump it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not fair. Like, you spent all that money. Now you have to go through the hassle. You're not going to be able to get what you want in time. And it's probably just in a dumpster somewhere.
It's too bad. There's not more honor among thieves that they would bring it back to you.
Right.
Right? Drop it off somewhere.
Just
like a wallet
note.
You could throw in a mailbox, you know, for the post office before.
Yeah, here, keep your crap. That's all you have to write on it. And I just be like, cool, thank you for returning it.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA home loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
And education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.